Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
But a season that started off pretty good for the Orange and Black. You had Rafi Devers on Father's Day, Joe. We're all feeling really good. They started getting hot here in the last month. And then the last few weeks, they faded, and they faded quickly. And I'm looking at a record that's been quite and all too familiar, hovering around 500 at the end of the season.
I thought it was very poetic yesterday that the Giants gave up a bunch of runs in the first inning, battled back, scored a bunch of runs, had a big lead, and then two guys whose arms are about to fall off, who've been good for you this year, Bivens, Lucchese, and then Ryan Walker at the end, basically blew a Giant lead. And then the Giants have an opportunity with a runner on in the ninth inning, one out, and what do they do to end their season in regards to the math of making the playoffs? Strikeout, strikeout.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Strikeout, strikeout, with a runner on. So, you know, I think this year was a great building block year. And I know everyone wants to lose their mind and go crazy about the Giants not making the playoffs. But the reality is that two things can be true at once when talking about the 2025 Giants. One thing is, yeah, they underperformed in a variety of areas. But also, they exceeded my expectations, and I feel really good about where they're at moving forward. And it's also going to change my opinions about how we operate at the deadline because of the nucleus they have going. I think this year boils down to a couple things. Number one, lack of starting pitching. It's undeniable. They ran out of arms when it comes to the starting pitching. No one would deny that. Started the year off with Harrison. Started the year off with Birdsong coming out of the bullpen. Started the year off with Lander Root pitching really, really well.
Jordan Hicks.
Jordan Hicks, I never thought
I know,
he would
but
be
a, they did. They did.
No, yeah. I know. Well, and they were wrong. You know, obviously, traded Jordan Hicks and Harrison for Devers. It's a great trade. You do it 10 out of 10 times. Birdsong, I don't know what happened. I don't know if I can trust him moving forward. Him and Wisenhunt, the young guy, the lefty who got called up, we will see. Lander Root got hurt. And that sucks. But I wanted to see if he can get through the season. Logan Webb, though it's been a good year, it's been Lincoln Oil, I think. I think most people who've watched every single start from him would say his September and his July were really, like, subpar by Logan Webb standards. Robbie Ray kind of started leaking oil down the stretch. They need more arms in that rotation. Then I look at that bullpen. Hey, I have no problem. They're going to rework the bullpen. They've done it multiple times over the last 5 or 6 years, even as poor as Farhan was at team building. He was really good at building that bullpen. But I look at some of their linchpin players, Matt Chapman in particular. He's got a down year. You're going to look at the home runs. You're going to say 21 home runs. To me, it's the doubles, the lack of driving the ball into the gap. The amount of strikeouts versus base hits is alarming. Now, I know he's a high strikeout guy, but this year, I just thought situationally, he was poor. I think he would admit that. This is a 32-year-old. I would have signed him. I would have gave him the deal. But looking at it, that contract don't look great. And I think he needs a bounce back year next year. Then I go, what do you do with Elliot Ramos?
Mm.
We know Adames is here. We know Devers is here. You're going to give, obviously, Bryce Eldridge this opportunity, right? Ramos, to me, is one of the most interesting players on the team. He's good. He's a really good player. He just hit 20 home runs last night. When was the last time a homegrown guy hit 20 home runs back-to-back years?
Barry Bonds. Oh, is it? Homegrown. Sorry. I thought it was the like left fielder one. I saw a bunch of different ones. Everyone's like, the first left fielder since Barry to hit 20 home runs, which is crazy. And he is homegrown. So, yeah.
Matt Williams?
Matt Williams. You know, I don't even know. We'll get Sam on there. Yeah, Carter in the back.
It might be Matt Williams. But here's the problem with Ramos. He does a lot of things really well. But considering you have Devers, Chapman, and Adames locked up to long-term deals, and I am assuming they're going to stay. I can't have one of my other top-of-the-order guys be another high strikeout, more strikeout than hits type of a guy. I think on the right team with the right roster around him, he'd be a really nice fit. He's a terrible defensive left fielder. And so I'm looking at this team and I say to myself, I think they have to make a decision on Ramos for this offseason. Either you're going to keep him or you're going to flip him. He's highly streaky. His June, July, September were awful. June, July, September. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means he started off great, had a month in between June, July, and September, August, that is, where he was really good. Everything else was awful in those 3 months. And so I got to find out if he can play defense. Can he commit himself this winter to playing defense? I don't know about that. I don't know. I got questions on him long term. He's also a guy that I think who can net you back something of significance. And then I get to what you do with Jung-Hoo Lee and the rest of that outfield. I don't know. But I like the nucleus. I like the nucleus. And moving forward, as I kind of step forward, I think this is a great building block here. Mm. People don't want to hear that, and they want to make the playoffs. And I get that.
Yeah.
Think about it, Giants fans. You fell in love with a lot of guys on this team. Mm. All right? You did. You fell back in love with your team. I look at the Giants right now, and they kind of remind me of a football team that has a bunch of linebackers but no pass rushers. A basketball team with a bunch of guards and no forwards and no centers. They got a bunch of dudes who are going to hit the ball over the fence, which is great because we haven't had that forever. Now I need table setters and elite defensive players, and I need starting pitching. I think it's pretty clear what they need this offseason. And so as I approach the offseason, as I approach next deadline, seeing how mediocre the rest of the NL is, seeing how mediocre the race of the wild card is, every year that you have the Adames, Devers, Eldridge, nucleus together, you better be all in moving forward. I will defend the Tyler Rogers deal. I will defend the Doval deal. I will defend the Yaz deal. But now moving forward, you better be all in because you could be god-awful for a month and a half, 2 months, and still be right there.
I'm going to play devil's advocate here in a second. 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line as we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Also, be sure to hit us up on YouTube where we are streaming all day long. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing with a dealer. This is going to be the fourth straight season that you're going to be finishing either at 500 or a couple games below
500. But it feels different.
Why?
Because I have guys that will actually be here for the next couple of years. Devers is in his prime. And if this is a down year, sign me up all day.
Okay, so we got Devers. How are we feeling about Willy Adames?
I feel good about Willy Adames. Even though he was really streaky this year, if this is a down year, he's going to hit close to 30 home runs, if not more than 30.
Okay, so we got two building blocks
there.
And
I thought his defense improved as the year went on.
We got two building blocks there. Jung-Hoo Lee, I know we were all kind of hard on him early on. This is basically a redshirt rookie season for him in the major leagues because he missed most of last year. I thought he came on really strong, slumped horribly
in
a couple stretch. But I think he salvaged his season in a very strong way towards the end there.
I would agree. But I would say to you, I have How do I put this? I've got certain question marks regarding Jung-Hoo Lee.
Some reservations still.
I think that if you're going to play center field, you better be elite defensively. And I think that he's spotty.
Okay.
That's the way I would put him, spotty. I could be sold on another year at Jung-Hoo Lee. I could also be sold on a trade. I'm not married one way or the other.
So I'm looking at the season in totality. I'm basically just going to use the season's almost over for them. So they need speed. And they need some more power.
They need contact, and they need contact. See, I disagree.
Well,
I think they need contact.
Well, they're bottom two in steals this season. Only the Detroit Tigers have stolen less bases than the Giants at 60. The Giants have stolen 68 bases this season. Tampa Bay has damn near tripled you with 188, and they're number one. Their average this season as a team, 235. This is bottom five in all of the major leagues. They're slugging. Is bottom six with 384. Their OPS, on base plus slugging, is bottom seven at 695. It's not good. It's not good enough.
I'm not denying you.
I know people always want to go to, this is a pitcher's park. You got to lean on the pitching. You got to lean on all of that. I understand that they're probably not going to jump from bottom five to top five, top 10 next year. Can I get just some improvement on that front? Because this has been the same thing year in and year out, it feels like. And that gets me to the manager you haven't brought up yet, Bob Melvin.
Oh, gosh.
And in the last two seasons, it's basically going to be a mirror copy of each other. Now, you said it was a building block year. They did add some pieces that you could be excited about going forward. They actually have a legitimate roster every day that you could look at a lineup card and say, okay, I could respect that. Last year and the seasons prior, you didn't have that. So I'll meet you halfway there, Joe, where they do have some pieces that you could at least be excited about going forward. But we're talking about the season basically being over. I know they got four games left, but they have been eliminated from playoff contention. That's why we're talking about the San Francisco Giants. And I want to hear from Giants fans.
Before you move on,
thoughts. Yes.
Before you move on, everybody's losing their minds about Ryan Walker. You know what drove me nuts last night?
What?
And I want to look Bob Melvin right in the face. You're really going to pinch hit Wilmer Flores for Bryce Eldridge at the end of that game last night? Who matters more about this team moving forward? No, I'm asking you seriously. Wilmer Flores, God bless him. I know he's been a great Giant. Who means more for the future? Having a guy at second base and an opportunity to drive in the game-tying run, does it matter more for Bryce Eldridge or Wilmer Flores?
Well, why does Bob Melvin confidence? Care about the future? Because he cares about the game yesterday.
Bob had months to get this team rocking and rolling. And you're gonna pinch hit Wilmer Flores. You should have pinch hit Wilmer Flores for freaking Matt Chapman if that's what we're doing. Matt Chapman is striking out just as much as Bryce Eldridge.
20 at-bats for Bryce Eldridge, batting a crisp .05.
He's got one hit.
He has five walks,
but Joe,
eight strikeouts.
The point of bringing him up is to play him through the development one way or the other.
I mean, the only reason they brought him up is because of the injury to Dom Smith. That was the only reason they really brought him up. They didn't want to. We talked to Dave Fleming. We'll talk to Dave Fleming at 8:30.
You might be right, but Joe, how many different sports do we need to figure this out? Guys need to be able to have the grace to make mistakes.
Oh, you tell me. The Giants are doing it early. They're playing Jackson Dart. We're going to cross-sport analogy. They're ripping the Band-Aid off early. We've seen enough Russell Wilson. Let's just go with the young guy, and we'll see.
How many putrid at-bats with runners in the scoring position do I need to watch from... No, I'm serious.
I know
Matt
you
Chapman,
are.
For Matt Chapman, or let's just, for example, Pat Bailey, who's been atrocious.
Oh, we'll get into Pat Bailey.
No, he's been much better in the last month or two. He's been atrocious for months. All those guys are allowed to fail, but your prized possession can't get one at-bat in the ninth inning against... Look, I get it. It's a high leverage situation, whatever. Like, these are the moments. You're not in it. Look, well, the season's on the line. You got to go to Wilmer. What? You had months to figure this out. You blew the lead six different ways in the sixth, seventh, and eighth, ninth inning. And you're going to pinch hit Bryce Eldridge? How does that instill confidence in him? How's that empowering? What's the point of bringing him? Then why even bring him up?
I told you why, because they got an injury to Dom Smith. They felt like they wanted to go.
So you asked me about Bob Melvin?
Yeah.
That is why Bob's got to go.
888-957-9570 is the number. We actually got a text last night, Joe.
Wilmer's done.
We had a text last night.
I love Wilmer, but it triggered me last night.
Okay. Fair enough. Hey, you're passionate. We're going to get into all of it, but this is
a great
text.
Hey, you are the future. You're the future of this franchise. Just want you to know, you're the future of the franchise.
Yes.
Okay? We've been talking about you forever. You are the future. And we're going to go Wilmer Flores, who has no future.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Bryce isn't going to be too concerned about that, considering he only has one hit and 20 at-bats. I don't think he's going to take it that personally. It's baseball, right? They were trying to win the game yesterday. Wilmer Flores, I know the future is Bryce. Wilmer's been better this year. They weren't officially eliminated for the playoffs just yet. They lost the game, and that's why they're officially eliminated. Had they won it, they would not have been. So they were still playing for something. And in that situation, you mean to tell me, if you're still playing for your job, if you're Bob Melvin, I'm going Bryce Eldridge over Wilmer Flores? Joe, like, you got to be, come on. I know as a fan you're feeling that. Bob was.
I don't care about Bob Melvin's future on this team. The mandate should have came
you
down
don't.
From the top.
Bob does.
I don't care about Bob.
Great.
I don't care. As much as the Giants PR might make me want to care that he grew up here, the guy, I have zero attachment emotionally to Bob Melatone Melvin, okay? Period. You know who I am invested in as a fan? Bryce Eldridge.
Okay.
You're not going in. You have lost 10 of 12 leading into this game. Okay. You blew an 8-3 lead, and you're going to give me this. We're fighting for our life. I mean, just
fight. For
come on,
life.
Dog. What are we doing?
This will cheer you up.
What are we doing?
This will cheer you up. 707.
What are we doing?
This is
like, you know what this is like? This is like
maybe
playing, no, seriously. Yeah. This is like playing Brad Wanamaker, all right, ahead of Jonathan Kuminga or Brandon Pajemski. But Brad gives me a better chance to stay in it right now. This is like
Ty Jerome.
This is the equivalent of playing Mohamed Sanu instead of trying to play Ricky Pearsall on the field. Like, that's what it is. That's what it is. Let's call it what it is. I love Wilmer. He's a great guy. He should have been traded at the deadline, and he should have been DFA'd.
I love when you go there. I love Wilmer.
No, he is. Like, he had a great year a couple years ago.
He's a great guy every time.
No,
I know when Shasky's dealt with someone.
Two things can be true. He had a great year a couple years ago.
Yeah.
His time with the team is done. The time now is to... We have seen this. How many sports... We've been arguing about Jonathan Kuminga for 4 years. 4 years. And it's moments like last night in the ninth inning. Those are the moments where guys get opportunities to grow. Even if they fail, you have to stay committed. Are they committed as an organization? I'm serious. Or if you're committed as an organization to the kid, the 20-year-old kid, you have got to put your arms around him. And even if he starts 1 for 1,000 to start his career, you've got to say, you're our guy. You're our guy. And in the ninth inning, even if you're 0 for your last 13, we are going to have you go up there, and we want to see you take this at bat. Because you know what might happen? The guy might actually prove you right.
He might.
And that could be a seminal growing moment for the kid. Are we honestly, do we just want young players to hypothetically in our minds exist? Or do we want to watch growth in real time? I'm asking you. Or do you just want to say, hey, we tried. We tried. We put Wilmer Flores out there. We tried.
Bob Melvin was trying to win the game, and he believed...
Trying to win the game.
I mean, Wilmer
you
Flores...
You are 10 for
Wilmer,
your last... You're
Wilmer
10
Flores gives him a better opportunity to win than Bryce Eldridge.
If that's the case, we would have never got a chance to see the kid Gilbert, because we would have kept sticking with Mike Yastrzemski. And as we've learned, like, Yaz is a better baseball player than Gilbert overall. Hasn't it been nice to see the growth and development and the ups and downs of Gilbert? He's been one of the fun aspects of the team over the last month.
Yeah.
There is no future for Yaz.
I mean,
there's no future.
I mean, it's been a fun development, but it's also coinciding with the team falling flat in his face because he's batting 202.
Me up for it, because the last 6 years of Yaz, we have failed to make the playoffs 5 of those years.
Let's pick this up on the other side. I have a text that I want to get to that was sent to us 8 hours ago, Joe. It's going to put a smile on your face.
Guys, we talk about wanting young players, and yet none of you are committed to seeing a young player struggle a little. I'm tired of it. Stop saying you only want Avatar. And then what happens? We give you these Avatar journeymen and you don't care. You don't watch. That's the 2021 team. You didn't care and you didn't watch. But yet we finally get a young player and none of you will cape up for him in the ninth inning. Shame on you.
Yeah, man, you seem very emotional regarding this.
I am.
That's a great
I'm going to die on the Bryce Eldridge hill. Either he's going to succeed or he's going to fail, but I'm going to let him get that at bat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.